بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن والاه. This is our 26th session, Book 2, Medina course. Inshallah, we're going to try to finish Lesson 14 today and start Lesson 15. But we have a few exercises remaining from Lesson 14, so before we go on to Lesson 15, let's try to complete Lesson 14. Just a couple of quick comments as a review from what we had in this Lesson 14 last week. And if you have any questions, inshallah, it's a good time to ask. First thing that we want to mention is that in lesson number 14, the most important point that we have is the fi'l amr. We know that the verbs in Arabic are of three types. There's fi'l madhi, fi'l mudari, and fi'l amr. Okay, fi'l madhi we had already completely in book 1, past tense verbs. Fi'l mudari we've been talking about recently in this book, book 2, how the fi'l mudari, present tense verb, works. And now we want to look at the fi'l amr. Fi'l amr. And we said that the fi'l amr is composed or derived from the fi'l mudari. It's composed or derived from the fi'l mudari. And we said that what you have to do to the fi'l mudari, you have to take off the harf mudari. Like, for example, if you have from kataba, yaktubu, taktubu, right? So you take off the ta, the harf mudari, and you make the last vowel, the dhamma, you make it sakin, with sukoon, okay? After you do that, then because the first letter, after you take off the harf mudari, the first letter has sukoon, you can't begin an Arabic verb or Arabic word with sukoon, so we're going to add hamzatul wasl. That hamzatul wasl that we're adding there, we have to put a vowel on it. And the vowel is going to be determined by the fi'l mudari. Okay, we look at the middle radical, the second letter of the fi'l mudari, and we see if it is dhamma, or is it fatta, or is it kasra. If it is dhamma, then the vowel that we add to the hamzatul wasl is going to be dhamma. If it's not dhamma, then it's going to be kasra. Okay, if it's not dhamma means if it's a fatta or if it's a kasra. If it's dhamma, it's easy, you make it dhamma. If it's not dhamma, everything else is going to be kasra. Okay, so if you have kataba, yaktubu, taktubu, taktubu, the middle radical, the ta has dhamma, so we're going to put dhamma on the hamzatul wasl, we're going to say uktub. Okay, same thing, dakhala, yadkhulu, it has dhamma, so you're going to say udkhul. Kharaja, yakhruju, it has dhamma, so you're going to say ukhruj. Okay, as opposed to, if the mudari, second letter, second radical, the ayn, wa alaykum salam, the ayn letter, if it does not have dhamma, if it has a fatta or a kasra, then we're going to add a kasra to the beginning of the fi'l amra. Okay, so for example, we have, dhahaba yadhhabu ha, right? That's a fatta, yadhhabu, so it's going to take kasra, idhhab, idhhab. Okay, we have nazala yanzilu, yanzilu, that's kasra, right? So it's going to be inzil. Okay? We have halaka yahliku. So it's going to be what? Ihlik. Ihlik. Naam. And so on, like this. Okay? No, halaka means to shave. To shave. Naam, to shave. Like to shave with a razor. Alright? So this is what we talked about last week. And we also said that the hamzatul wasl, when it's added to a word, because that word begins with a sukoon, if there's anything before, we don't need that vowel, right? So the hamzatul wasl is just going to say, join what's before to after. So we're not going to pronounce the dhamma in udkhul, or the kasra in inzil, or the kasra in idhab. We're not going to pronounce it if there's something before that fi'l amra. We're just going to use it to join. Another thing we said, that when that verb form ends with sukoon, like idhab, or ukhruj, or iqra, if it's followed by a hamzatul wasl in the next word, whether it's alif lam or any word that begins with hamzatul wasl, then we're going to add a kasra to the end of the verb in order to join it to the sukoon letter after the hamzatul wasl. Okay, those are some of the rules that we talked about in reference to the fi'l amr last week. And this is a quick review of what's contained in the English grammatical points, the key, huh? Yeah, if it's two sukoons, meaning that if the verb ends with sukoon like idhab, and then it's followed by hamzatul wasl. Hamzatul wasl is only in a word that begins with a sukoon, right? We put the hamzatul wasl there. So that means you have two sukoons coming together, so we have to add a kasra. We have to add a kasra to the end of the verb in order to join it to the hamzatul wasl. The other thing we said, there are two other matters that we mentioned in this lesson just quickly. We said that the mubtada is usually definite. The mubtada of jumla ismiya has a mubtada and a khabar. And the mubtada is usually definite. However, it is possible that it may be indefinite with certain conditions. And one of them is if that indefinite mubtada is preceded by an interrogative pronoun, like hamzatul istifham. You say, when you're asking a question. Okay, so if the mubtada is indefinite, it's okay if it's preceded by hamzatul istifham. You're asking a question, like the example he gave, aqrabun fil fasli. Is there aqrab in the classroom? Aqrabun is indefinite, it's nakira, has tanween. But because you have hamzatul istifham in front of it, it's okay for the mubtada in this case to be indefinite. Otherwise, the mubtada is normally definite. The other thing we had, fa'inna, like in a sentence, قُلْ هَذَا فَإِنَّكَ جَوْعَانُ قُلْ هَذَا فَإِنَّكَ فَا here, this fa here means because. يعني eat this because you're hungry. Wash your thawb because it's dirty. Enter the classroom because the dars has begun. So fa here, the fa means because. And they gave some examples of that. We talked about it when we read the key last week, and we're going to see it in the exercises that remain. Okay, let's look at the exercises that we left off. Last week we did 1 through 5. Okay, mainly the exercises that we did already are mainly dealing with what? The formulation of the fi'l amr. If you have any problem about how to formulate the fi'l amr, then that's something that you can ask about now, because this lesson is dealing with fi'l amr, and we have exercises dealing with that we did last week in the class. You should have done them for homework. If it's still something not clear, please ask now before we go on. The fi'l amr, how is it derived? It's derived from the mudari form. Derived from the mudari form. Like you have, ذَهَبَ يَذْهَبُ أَنْتَ تَذْهَبُ. Take off the harf mudari, ta, and make the last letter sukoon. تَذْهَبُ. Make it تَذْهَب, and then take off the ta, and add hamzatul wasl. Since it has fatah in the middle letter, then it has to take a kasra. Idhhab. If it has kasra in the middle letter, nazala yanzilu, you have to still also has to take kasra. Inzil. Only if it has dhamma in the middle letter, like kataba yaktubu, if it has dhamma, then you say uktub. Okay, only if it has dhamma in the middle letter, it takes dhamma. Any other situation, it takes kasra. And that's the other point I forgot to mention. Jazakallah khair. When you write hamzatul wasl, make sure you don't write the sign of hamza. Because that little sign of hamza that looks like the top of an ayn, that is the sign of hamzatul qat. Hamzatul qat. Okay? So we don't want you to write that sign of hamzatul qat, because this is not hamzatul qat. And the fi'l amra is not hamzatul qat. It's hamzatul wasl. Hamzatul wasl. Alright, so make sure you don't write that. طيب. Okay, so we did 1 through 5. So let's look at number 6. Exercise number 6. التمرين السادس. اقرأ ما يلي مراعيا قواعد نطق حمزة الوصل وقواعد نطق الحرف الساكن عندما يليه ألف لام. Okay, so what do we mean here? What do we mean? What does this exercise mean? اقرأ ما يلي مراعيا نطقي حمزة الوصل. What do we mean by that? اقرأ ما يلي. Read the following. مراعيا. مراعيا meaning paying attention to. Considering what? قواعد, the rules of نطق. Pronunciation. How you pronounce? حمزة الوصل. How you pronounce? The rules of pronouncing hamzatul wasl. What is the rule of pronouncing hamzatul wasl? What is the rule of pronouncing hamzatul wasl? What is this rule? Hamzatul wasl is pronounced only when you begin with that word. If anything is preceding it, you don't pronounce Hamzat al-Wasl or its vowel. Okay, that's the rule we're saying. Hamzat al-Wasl, you pronounce it when you begin with that word. But if there's anything before it, then we don't pronounce Hamzat al-Wasl or its vowel, whether it's Dhamma or Kasra. Rather, we just use Hamzat al-Wasl to combine whatever's before it to what's after it. Also, read the following, paying attention also to what? Qawaid Nutq al-Harf al-Sakini. Alright, the rules of pronunciation, the pronouncing the letter that is sakin, when it is followed by عندما يليه alif lam, when it's followed by alif lam. Or we should say, when it's followed by Hamzat al-Wasl. Because not only alif lam, the second letter when it's followed by alif lam, the reason why you have to add a kasra to it is because of Hamzat al-Wasl. So it's not only alif lam, but the second letter, when it's followed by any word that begins with Hamzat al-Wasl, whether it's alif lam or any other word. Okay, so really this rule is applicable not only to the second letter followed by alif lam, but it's applicable to the second letter that's followed by any word that begins with Hamzat al-Wasl. Alright, so most of the time, it's going to be alif lam. Most of the examples that we're going to see is a second letter that's followed by alif lam. But sometimes it might not be alif lam. It might be a word that begins with Hamzat al-Wasl, like another fi'l amr. Or any other word, like from the words that begin with Hamzat al-Wasl, like ism, or ibn, or ithnan, or ithnatan, or anything like that. Or imra'a, and so on. All these words begin with Hamzat al-Wasl. Okay, so let's read. First one. This is a reading exercise. The reading, paying attention to the rules of two rules. Pronouncing Hamzat al-Wasl and pronouncing words that end with sukoon followed by a Hamzat al-Wasl. Hamzat al-Wasl in the beginning or Hamzat al-Wasl that's following a second letter. Naam, first one. Naam. Naam. Qul washrab. What does qul washrab mean?
Eat and drink.
Okay, what if we make it plural? How will it be? Make it plural. This is singular. Kul washrab. What if you're talking to a whole group of men? What would you say? Kulu washrabu. Kulu washrabu. Okay, second one. Alaykum salam. Next one. Naam. طيب اقرا الدرس وافهمه اقرا اد okay we're adding a kasra here because why اقرا ends with sukoon and is followed by hamzat al-wasl and we're skipping the lam and going straight to the dal because it's what from the haruf shamsiya so we're saying اقرا الدرس وافهمه what does it mean Read the dars and understand it. Naam, number three. Number three. Again? Are you saying iqra'i? Iqra. With sukoon. Iqra. Waktub. Because there's no Hamzat al-Wasl following it. Iqra. Waktub. What does it mean? Read and write. Number four. Taib. Again, what's the first one? Remember, kharaja yakhruju has dhamma. So what vowel are we going to put on it? Dhamma. What should it be? Not akhraja. It should be ukhruj. Ukhruj. Naam. Ukhruj. Wal'ab. What does it mean? That's what a mother tells her children when she don't want to be bothered with them. Enter? Go out. Go out and play. That's if you're living in a safe place, right? Not in New York. Go out and play. You can't say that in New York, right? Unless you're saying go out in the backyard, that might not even be safe. Ukhruj wal'ab. Naam. What's the verb, the past tense verb for play? لعب. In the mudari verb, يلعبوا. لعب, يلعبوا, يلعب. What's the past tense verb for أخرج? خرج, مضاري, يخرج, أخرج. Okay, number 5, next page, 100. Number 5, Ibrahim. That's a fatha on thulath. What's the vowel on thuluth? بعد ثلث بعد ثلثي ساعة. Okay, read it one more time. Why is it اذهب اذهب الآن وارجع نعم ثلاثي ثلثي ساعة. طيب اذهب اذهب الآن وارجع بعد ثلث ساعة. What does it mean? Go now and return after 3 hours. بعد ثلاث ساعات ثلثي. A third of an hour. After a third of an hour. ثلث ساعة. يعني 20 minutes. نعم. سورة مزمل. The Prophet ﷺ used to stand in the night for what? ثلث الليل. Third of the night. أو نصفه. نعم. ثلث الليل. أو نصفه. ثلث. نعم. On two-thirds of the night or half of it or one-third. نعم. اذهب الآن وارجع بعد ثلث ساعة. And return after a third of an hour, 20 minutes. طيب, number 6.
افتح المذياء واسمع إل أخبار.
جيد. افتحي. Why he put kasra on here? Because the sukun is followed by another sukun. Iltika sakinain. Iltika sakinain. So you gotta put a kasra. Iftah al midya'a. What does it mean?
Turn on the radio.
Yeah, turn on the radio. Open, or literally open, but we mean here turn on the radio. Wasma' wasma'il akhbara. And listen to the news, the akhbar. Listen to the news. It's full of lies. Number 7. Number 7. نعم. جيد. خذ هذه الحقيبة وافتحها. What does it mean? Take this bag or briefcase and open it. Take it and open it. Number 8. One more time. جيد. What does it mean? اذهب إلى المدير واسأله. What does it mean? Go to the principal and ask him. What are you asking me for? Go to the principal and ask him. Teacher didn't like that question. He said, okay, I'll fix you. Go to the principal and ask him that. See what's going to happen to you. Number 9. كوبة. خذ الكوبة. واغسله. نعم. خذ الكوبة واغسله. خذ الكوبة واغسله. What does it mean? خذ from أخذ يأخذ. خذ. take the qub, take the cup or glass and wash it. Take this cup or glass and wash it. Number 10. لِيَحْيَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. طيب, stop there. قال الله تعالى. What does it mean? قال الله تعالى. Allah the Most High said, لِيَحْيَى. To Yahya, He said, لِيَحْيَى. He said, to Yahya عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. May the peace be upon him. Now what did he say to Yahya? Ya Yahya. Naam. Read it one more time. Ya Yahya. Naam. Khudh. It's with sukoon, right? But it's followed by Hamzatul Wasl. So you got to put a vowel on it. So you put a kasra on here. Khudh al-kitab becomes خذ الكتاب يا يحيى خذ الكتاب بقوة. What does it mean? O Yahya, take the book with strength, بالقوة, with strong, take hold of it firmly, يعني tightly, strongly, firmly, sternly, don't let it go, hold fast to it. خذ الكتاب بقوة. نعم. Number 11.
وقال تعالى لآدم عليه السلام.
نعم, وقال الله تعالى لآدم عليه السلام. What does it mean? Allah the Most High said to Adam عليه السلام. نعم. What about Jannah?
Oh yeah, I keep remembering the last time.
Taib.
Say Taib, but you look over.
Naam, ya Adam uskun anta wa zawjuka al jannata. What does it mean? Naam. O Adam, uskun, reside, anta, you, wa zawjuka, and your wife, in the Jannah. Ya Adam uskun, Adamu uskun. Okay, so we don't say Ya Adamu uskun, we say Ya Adam uskun. Anta is used for emphasis, because uskun means you, already, it already means masculine singular. Alright? Second person. Uskun anta wa zawjuka al-jannata. Naam. After, inshallah. After, okay? Naam. What's the explanation of this ayat? Inshallah, we have the tafsir of Ibn Kathir, the tafsir of Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di. No problem, inshallah. I think we also have Qurtubi, a few volumes or something. We'll see. Naam. Number 7. Okay, exercise number 7. At-tamreen al-sabiya. Iqra ma yali. Read the following. And of course, what we are talking about here, this exercise, as we'll see from the first line, which is like a sort of an example, is that we're talking about the different forms of the fi'l amra. Fi'l amra. Second person masculine, second person feminine. Singular and plural. Okay, so we have four forms. Masculine, singular, masculine, plural. Feminine, singular, feminine, plural. So we have here what? Ya Hamadu. The form of this verb is izhab, but we're going to join it, right? Because of the word beginning with Hamzatul Wasl, so we don't need to pronounce his vowel. So we say Ya Hamadu Zhab. Ya Hamadu Zhab. But originally the fi'l amr here should be izhab. Second person masculine, singular. Ya ikhwan udhhabu. Ya ikhwan udhhabu. Okay, the original form of the verb should be idhhabu. The second person, masculine plural. Idhhab, idhhabu. Then we have ya aminatu dhhabi. And the original form of the verb would be idhhabi. Wa alaykum salam. Idhhabi, feminine. Second person, singular. Ya akhawatu dhhabna. The original form of the verb is idhhabna. Mabniyun ala sukun. Idhhabna. And that's the feminine, second person, plural. So for feminine, you have singular, idhhabi and idhhabna. For masculine, you have idhhab and idhhabu. And these are the verb forms that we're going to be looking at in this reading exercise. Pay attention to the verb forms and try to memorize them. Number one. Naam, Ibrahim. Should it be idkhulu? Udkhulu. If we read it by itself, it would be udkhulu. But if, what if we join it to tullabu? Atullabud. Wajlisu. Okay, the verbs here, the fi'l amz in here, we have udkhulu, and we have ijlisu, and we have uktubu. But we're not going to pronounce ijlisu, or uktubu, or udkhulu, because we're going to join all of them through the last vowel of the word before it. So we're going to say what? Ya ayyuhat tullabud. Tullabud khulul fasla. Udkhulul fasla. Wajlisu. We're not going to say ijlisu, we're going to say what? Wajlisu waktubu darsa. What does it mean? Oh, students, enter the classroom, sit down, and write the lesson. Get inside, sit down, and write the lesson. Naam. They were probably out in the hall playing, and somebody saw them. Ya ayyuhat-tullab, udkhulu al-fasla. Wajlisu, sit yourselves down. Waktubu darsa. And write the lesson. Number two. Now, over this way.
Oh, okay.
This one is feminine. Don't join it. Don't join it. There's no alif lam after. Ya bin tu.
Okay. Well, ya bin tu. Wal abi. Wal abi ma ukhtiki.
Naam. Ukhruji ya bin tu. Wal abi ma ukhtiki. Ma ukhtiki. What does it mean? Sisters?
My sister.
No.
My sister, right?
Yeah.
My sister, go out and play with your sister.
No. Go out, oh girl, and play with your sister. So we have ukhruji. Feminine singular, and il'abi, feminine singular. Number three. Naam. Kulu washrabu. What does it mean? Naam. Kulu is from akala ya'kulu. Eat and drink. Plural masculine. Second person, masculine, plural. Kulu washrabu. Number four. Naam. Ishrabna al-kahwata ya akhawati. Ishrabna is the plural, feminine plural. Ishrabna. القهوة يا أخواتي. What does it mean? نعم. Drink the coffee, oh my sisters. طيب, number five. You can't see it? No problem. Go ahead. Read. Let them. Go ahead. Pass it then. تعالي. نعم. I'm sorry. You're right. It should be تعالي. No. تعالي يا آمنة وافتحي النوافذ. وافتح النوافذ. Okay, the وافتحي, right? It should be pronounced as a short vowel, right? Because it's following همزة الوصل, so it becomes shortened. وافتحن. وافتحن النوافذ. تعالي يا آمنة وافتحن. Go straight into the noon. وافتحن النوافذ. Now, what does it mean? Come here, O Amina, and open the window. Naam. Ta'ala. Naam. What's the difference between Ta'ala and Ta'ali? The difference between ta'al or ta'ala?
Ta'ala and ta'ali. One is feminine and one is masculine.
Yeah, ta'al, ta'al and ta'ali. No. But ta'ala is different.
Yeah, I mean, I said ta'ala, I meant ta'ala.
Yeah, ta'al, no, ta'al, ta'ali. No. 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 Ta'ali, ya aminatu, waftahin nawafidha. طيب, number six. نعم. Okay, hold it. Go ahead. Let him read. Go ahead. Free, read. طيب. اغسلوا وجوهكم وأيديكم. اغسلوا وجوهكم. What does it mean? Wash your faces and your hands. Naam. Aidin or al-aidi is the plural of yed. Wash your faces and your hands. Number seven. Naam.
Ubudna Allaha wasjudna lahu.
Okay, this is the feminine plural. أعبدنا عبدنا الله عبدنا الله واسجدنا له. What does it mean?
Worship your Lord and prostrate to him.
Feminine. أنتن عبدنا واسجدنا أنتن. نون النسوة. عبدنه. It's feminine.
Well, I understand it now. I don't understand the structure itself. I understand it the way it's written feminine, but why is it feminine?
Why is it feminine? Because whoever wrote it wanted to address women. If he wanted to make it masculine, you could say, عبدو واسجدو. But he didn't want to make it masculine. He wanted to make it feminine. Maybe he's talking to his daughters. If he's talking to his sons, he would say, عبدو الله. وَاسْجُدُوا لَهُ. But he's talking to his daughter, so he said, عُبُدْنَا عُبُدْنَا اللَّهِ. So he's talking to the females. Naam, number eight. Number eight. Yeah. بعد الدرس, what? بعد الدرس. قبل and بعد, the word after is مجرور بالإضافة. طيب, إلعبوا بعد الدرس. What does it mean? After the lesson. After the lesson. Play after the lesson. Not now. After the lesson. إلعبوا بعد الدرس. ليس الآن. ولكن متى بعد الدرس. متى بعد الدرس. قبل وبعد. The word after is مجرور because of إضافة. وعليكم السلام. Type number 9. Read it one more time. Read kitab. What is kitab? Majrurun or marfu'un or mansubun? Kitabiki? Taib. Again. Kitabiki. That means it's majrur. What's making it majrur? Kudhi is feminine. Naam. But kitab, is it the object of a preposition or the object of a verb? The verb, khudhi is a verb, right? So kitab is the object of the verb, maf'ulun bi. Maf'ulun bi should be mansub or majroor? Mansub. Khudhi kitabaki. Kitabaki. Ba because mansub. Ki because feminine. The person you're talking to is feminine. But it has to be mansub though. Kitab has to be mansub because the object of the verb maf'ulun bi. Khudhi kitabaki. Ya su'adu. Good? Khudhi kitabaki. Ya su'adu. What does it mean? Take your book. Ya su'ad. Okay, number 10. Did you knock on the door? Maybe you should knock. Number 10. قال الله تعالى في سورة البقرة. نعم. Allah the Most High said in Surah Al-Baqarah. نعم. طيب يا أيها الناس يا أيها الناس ناس اعبدوا يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم. نعم يا أيها الناس اعبدوا. What does it mean اعبدوا؟ ربكم. Worship your Rob. الذي خلقكم. Who created you. والذين من قبلكم. And those who are min qablikum, from before you. And those who are before you. Ya ayyuha an-nas u'budu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum walladhina min qablikum. La'allakum what? La'allakum tattakun. Tayyib. This ayat is a classic ayat that's a proof that tawheed al-ubudiyya is based upon Tawheed al-Rububiyya. Because Allah is your Rabb, that's why He should be worshipped. While Allah said, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ اُعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ. Worship your Rabb. اُعْبُدُوا مَنْ رَبُّكُمْ. Your Rabb. الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ. Who created you. وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلُكُمْ. Why should you worship Him? Because He's your Rabb. Who created you. And owns you. And provides for you. So why should you اُعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ? Because He's your Rabb. Naam. So rububiyya is the basis of ubudiyya. Why should you worship Allah? Because He's your Rabb. How many ayats in the Quran came like this? A lot of arguments to worship Allah. Why? Because He's the Rabb. Naam. And because of His asma wa sifat. Number 11. Naam. Number 11. وقال في سورة الحج. حج with short vowel. في سورة الحج. نعم. He said in سورة الحج. What number is سورة الحج? 22. نعم. What did he say? ربكم مفعول به. طيب يا أيها الذين آمنوا. This word originally from what? What's the فعل مضارع for this verb here? First verb that came. رقبة. What's the فعل مضارع for رقبة? يركبوا. So the فعل أمر should be what? إركبوا. But we're not going to say إركبوا. Why? Because we're going to join whatever's before to whatever after the Hamzatul Wasl. So we're going to say يا الذين آمنوا اركبوا نركعوا. يا الذين آمنوا اركعوا واسجدوا واعبدوا ربكم وافعلوا الخير. طيب اركع ركع يركع ركع يركع اركع اركع نعم فم ركع يركع سجد يسجد اسجد عبد يعبد اعبد. So this verb originally is what? اركع and اسجد and أُعْبُدُ. And what's the last one? Huh? Without the wow, what would it be? The verb by itself. فِعْلْ عَمْرُ. إِفْعَلُ. From فَعْلَ يَفْعَلُ. إِفْعَلُ. إِرْكَعُ. أُسْجُدُ. أُعْبُدُ. And إِفْعَلُ. But when we join them, we say what? آمَنُ رُكَعُ. وَاسْجُدُ. وَاعْبُدُ. رَبَّكُمْ. وَفْعَلُ. أعلو الخير وافعلوا الخير. يا اركعوا اركعوا فم ركع ركع اركعوا. طيب what is the meaning of this ayah? نعم bow down and ركوع and make sujood prostration and worship يا رب and do خير. That's tremendous, huh? One little short sentence. يا الذين آمنوا اركعوا واسجدوا واعبدوا ربكم وافعلوا الخير. الله أكبر. That's all of those commands. Obligatory to make ركوع, to make sujood, to make ibadah. And to do khair. Allahu Akbar. Next page. Tamreen al-Thamin. Eighth exercise. Page 101. طيب دعا في الفراغ فيما يلي فعل أمر مناسب. فعل أمر مناسبا. دعا في الفراغ. What does that mean? But in empty spaces or places, فيما يلي and what follows, فعل أمر مناسبا, a suitable فعل أمر, فعل أمر مناسبا. Okay, so we got to put in a فعل أمر. It has to be a فعل أمر. It has to make sense. It has to be suitable. It has to be a suitable, appropriate فعل أمر. Don't just put anything in there. Okay. And it has to agree with the person that you are addressing in the fi'l amr. Is it masculine? Is it feminine? Is it singular? Is it plural? Alright? Okay, who take the first one? Naam, Fadhu Abdul Karim. Sorry, read the fi'l amr one more time. With a ba? اقرأي.
اقرأي.
Yeah. Okay, but the long vowel we're not gonna pronounce it because it's followed by Hamzatul Wasl. So we're gonna say what? اقرأيل. Like short. اقرأيل قرآن. مفعول به منصوب علامة نصبه فتح. اقرأ القرآن يا مريم. يا مريم. نعم. Meaning?
Read
the Quran, O Maryam. Number two. يا أولاد. قولوا. Okay, it's from قول, right? Masculine plural, قولوا. But we're going to make the vowel short because followed by همزة الوصل. قولوا. قولوا. خبزة. واشربوا. Originally, the verb should be ishrabu, but we're going to say washrabul with short vowel. Washrabul, because hamzatul wasl. Washrabul qahwa. Not washrabil. Washrabul. It's originally ishrabu, but the vowel in the end, ishrabu, is going to be short because it's followed by hamzatul wasl. So we're not going to say ishrabu, we're going to say ishrabul. Bull with Bamma. Here, right? The what we have here is we have the rule that we have here is the rule of long vowel. It's not a sukoon. Rather, when you have a long vowel, for hamzatul wasl, you make it short. So ishrabu becomes ishrabu. That's not sukun. That's bamma. So we're pronouncing ishrabul. Because the plural, ishrabu. But whenever you have a long vowel followed by hamzatul wasl, you have to make it short. When you make it short, what do you have? Ishrabu. So we don't have iltika sakin in here. Alright? Tayyib. So we have what? Ya uladu kulu. Kulu and ishrabu. Kulul khubza washrabul kahwata. What does it mean? Oh boys, oh children, eat the bread and drink the coffee. Number three, eat the bread and drink the coffee. Again? Okay, do you use min with udkhul? Udkhul. Do you use the preposition min with udkhul? Enter from? Udkhul, you're saying? Ukhruj min al-fasl. Naam. Naam, okay? Because when you see min al-fasl, it means it's going out. So you have to use a different verb. Ukhruj min al-fasli ya Musa. Ukhruj. Number four. طيب, look. Wujuhakunna. This is plural or singular? Plural, we know it's plural, right? Because wujuha kunna wa aydiya kunna. Is it masculine plural or feminine plural? Feminine plural. What's the feminine plural verb form for ghasala yaghsilu? Ighsilna. Ighsilna. Ighsilna wujuha kunna wa aydiya kunna bis sabuni. Ighsilna. Type number five. What's the meaning of Ra'saka ya bil Musa? Yeah, your head with the razor. So what are you going to do to your head with the razor? Taib. Is it going to be masculine or feminine? Masculine, Ra'saka. Is it going to be singular or plural? Singular, mufrad, naam. So what should it be? from halaka. Ihlik. Halaka. Yahliku. Ihlik. Ra'saka. Bil Musa. Shave your head with the razor. Number 6. Naam. نعم اقتل هذه الأقربة يا أبي اقتل from what قتل مضارع يقتل في الأمر ها ضم قتل يقتل اقتل plural اقتلوا feminine singular اقتلي feminine plural اقتلنا اقتلنا نعم number 7 نعم لزميله طيب he said to him خال خالد لزميله زكريا what does that mean Khalid said, li zamilihi, to his classmate, Zakariya, ma ma'ana hadhihi al-kalimati. What is the meaning of this word? Qala Zakariya, Zakariya said to him, ana la adri, what does, aywa, is'al al-mudarris. Zakariya said, ana la adri, what does that mean? I don't know. Is'alil mudarrisa. Is'alil. Is'al, originally it should be is'al. But because is'al is sukoon, and it's followed by another sukoon, hamzatul wasl, so you say is'ali. Is'alil mudarrisi. Al mudarrisa. Is'alil mudarrisa. Ask the teacher. Type number 8. You don't know this one? Okay, do number 9. Okay, let's go back to number 8. Okay, Ibrahim, do number 8. Let's look at number 8 first.
Okay, I'm thinking
that what's al-lahma? Bidhalika sikkin. What's the sikkin?
Oh, it's cut.
Aywa. It's a knife, right? So that means it's cut. Cut. So you want to say, cut the meat with that knife, that sharp knife, O Khadija. Cut the meat with that sharp knife, O Khadija. Okay, how do you say cut? What's the verb to cut? Huh? Qa? Good. Naam. But I want one person to tell me clearly what's the verb to cut. One person. Who wants to jump out there? No, I just want to hear from one person because I can't hear everybody at the same time. I want one person to jump out there and put themselves on the chopping block because we're going to use the word cut here right now. So we're going to cut somebody's neck. Huh? No, I just want to know the past tense verb to cut. Okay. Qaf, ta, ayn, right? Qata'a. Qata'a. The mudari is what? What's the vowel on the end of it? Mudari. Dhamma vowel. Yaqta'u. Yaqta'u. وفتح, right? So what's the fi'l amr? اقطع. اقطع. From قطع. 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 يقطع. اقطع. Okay, read the sentence.
اقطع اللحم في ذات
بذاك بذاك السكين وعليكم السلام. نعم. So he said اقطع. Here the verb should be masculine or feminine? Feminine. Should be feminine, right? اقطعي. But because the long vowel is followed by Hamza Tilwasu is cut short, right? اقطعي اللحمة بذاك السكين الحادي يا خديجة. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله. اقطعي Originally it's what? اقطعي اللحمة بذاك السكين الحادي. What does that mean, الحادي? The sharp knife. يا خديجة. طيب, number 9. Now let's see number 9. نعم. Number 9. اسمك على... نعم, read it. What should it be? اكتب. طيب. نعم. اكتب, right? We're talking about masculine, singular. اكتب. But what about the Hamzat al-Wasl here? What about ismuka? It begins with Hamzat al-Wasl. So what happens to uktub? I take kasra. Uktubis. Uktubis maka. Ala daftarika. Ala daftarika. Kasra. Daftarika. Ya Abdurrahman. Abdurrahmani. Now, what does it mean? Write your name on this notebook. Your notebook. Ya Abdurrahman. Okay, number 10. Wait a minute. Oh, go ahead. Yes, go ahead. Al-Mudarrisa 2. للطالبات نعم اذهبنا الآن مكتبتي read the newspapers and magazines. Read. What read? What form of the verb read should we have? Huh? Iqra'na. 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 With a short vowel. Iqra'na. Iqra'na suhuf. Wal majallat. It's maf'ulun bi mansub. The sign that is mansub is fatah or kasra. Sound feminine plurals should be what? Kasra. Al-Majallati. Thumma. What verb should go in there? Return to the classroom. Huh? Irja'na. Fam raja'a yarji'u irja'na. نعم بعد نصف ساعة قالت المدرسة للطالبات اذهبنا الآن إلى المكتبة وقرأنا الصحف والمجلات ثم رجعنا إلى الفصل بعد نصف Sa'atin. So we have in here, we have what? We have idhhabna, and we have iqra'na, and we have irja'na. Irja'na. Thumma irja'na إلى الفصل بعد نصف ساعة. طيب number 11. نعم. المجلات. It's the sound feminine plural. Sound feminine plural, right? We said that sound feminine plurals, when they are mansoob, the sign that they are mansoob is what? The sign that they are mansoob is what? Fatha or kasra? Kasra.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, normally, words when they are mansoob, they take fatha, but sound feminine plurals take kasra. Okay, so قالت المدرسة للطالبات, the teacher, the female teacher said to the female students, go now to the library and read the newspapers and the magazines, then return to the classroom after half an hour. Okay, number 11, who read the last one? You have a question? Okay. Number 11. Who read the last one? Who read number 10? Oh, you read it. Okay, Ibrahim, go ahead. Naam. Okay, what should, if it's dirty, what then, what should you do with it? Wash it. What is the verb to wash? واغسل نعم غسل واغسلوا اغسل فاغسله so wash it يا عمارو منديلك وسخ جدا فاغسله فَغْسِلْهُ. We don't say اغْسِل, right? Because Hamzatul Wasl, something before, we don't need the vowel. فَغْسِلْهُ. O Ammar, مِنْدِيلُكَ وَسِخٌ جِدًّا. What does it mean? Your handkerchief is very dirty. Therefore, wash it. فَغْسِلْهُ. تَأَمَّلْ مَا يَلِي. Contemplate, reflect upon, consider, study, examine what follows. أقسام الفتل الفعل ثلاثة. أقسام الفعل ثلاثة. نعم. The alif?
Yeah.
Which alif? Yeah, you write the alif. Hamzatul Wasl has to be written, even though we don't pronounce it, right? If something is before, we don't pronounce it, but it still has to be written. Now. You write it just like you write اغسل, but don't pronounce the vowel because of something before. فاغسله. نعم. طيب. أقسام الفعل. What does that mean? ثلاثة. أقسام الفعل ثلاثة. What does قسم mean? قسم. أقسام. Huh? Division or type. نعم. The types of verbs or the division of the verbs are three. There are three types of verbs. Division, three divisions or three types. Yani verbs are divided into three types. أقسام الفعلي. The types of the verb are ثلاثة. ماض, past tense. ومضارع, present tense. وأمر, command or imperative. نحو, like. ذهب, that's a فعل ماض. يذهب فعل مضارع. اذهب فعل أمر. Alright, so this is the third type of the أقسام الفعل. It is فعل أمر. This is what we took in this lesson. The other two we had in previous lessons. نحو, like. نعم. Okay. طيب, this is the end of this lesson. Any question before we go on to the next lesson? Huh? كلمة. I thought we did them last week. Didn't we?
No.
No. We didn't do كلمة جديدة. طيب. No problem. Let's see. الكلمات الجديدة. The new words. Why is كلمات plural and الجديدة is not plural? غير عاقل. غير عاقل. That's in lesson 15 from book 1. That was a long time ago. We're on lesson 15 now in book 2. We didn't get there yet. We get there next week. In book 1. طيب. الكلمات الجديدة. طيب. أقرب means what? Scorpion. It's plural. Its جمع is أقارب. ممنوع من الصرف. That's why it only has a single vowel. أقارب. مفاعل. طيب. حذاء means what? A shoe. جمع, the plural of it is أحذية. أحذية. جنة means what? A garden or paradise. The جمع is جنات. نعسان means what? Sleepy. And نائم means what? Sleeping. There's a difference between na'asan and na'im, right? What's the difference between na'asan and na'im? If you say huwa na'asan, that means he's what? Sleepy. But if you say huwa na'im, that means what? He's gone. He's asleep. So somebody was in the class today, somebody said he's sleepy. I said, la. He's not sleepy. Huwa na'im. He's not sleepy. He's na'im. He's knocked out cold. I called him three times. He didn't even answer. What's that? Yeah, مؤنث. The مؤنث of نعسان is نعسى. The feminine form is without the noon. نعسى. Huh? Like جوعان, جوعى. Huh? كسلان, كسلى. وعليكم السلام. نعسان, نعسى. That's the feminine form. No. Yeah, you have to say جوعان. Yeah, if you say to her أنتي جوعان, she might smack you. That means you're calling her a man. You saying to her, are you a man? You deserve to be smacked. On the back of your head though. Astaghfirullah. She might give you one of these. Is that serious now? If she understands Arabic, she'll look at you kind of silly. Well, what's wrong with this boy?
But hope you
know if you say that. Nah. Anyway, they know that we're learning Arabic. Nobody's going to blame us for that. They're going to give you a break. They'll give you a free pass. Don't worry. They might. طيب. كوب. What does كوب mean? A cup or a glass. Like a cup of water, a glass of water. كوب. The جمع is أقواب. The next word, صوت وصاد. صوت means what? A voice or a sound. أصوات is the جمع. أصوات, voices or sounds. يد means what? Hand. The plural of it is أيدٍ. If it has ألف لام, الأيدي. If it doesn't have ألف لام, أيدٍ. That's مرفوع. أيدٍ. It's not مجرور. اسم ناقص منقوص. طيب زوج means what? Spouse. This is for للمذكر والمؤنث. This is used for masculine or feminine marriage partner. It's called a spouse. زوج could mean husband, could mean wife. يعني a woman, she can call her husband زوج, and a man can call his wife زوج, because it means both masculine and feminine. Although, it's more common to use the feminine form of this word for زوجة. زوجة. نعم. مذياع means what? مذياع. A radio. A radio. Jawun means what? The weather. Jaw. كيف الجو اليوم? Alhamdulillah, he said. Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Even though it's cold outside, alhamdulillah still. الجو بارد جدا. Walhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Walhamdulillah. طيب, غريب. What does it mean? Strange or stranger. غرباء. Plural. موسى. موسى means a razor. مظلمون means darkness. Darkness. كنس يكنس. To sweep. What's the فعل عمرة? إكنس وكسرة. كنس يكنس. أقنس. أقنس. ضمة ضمة. Whenever the middle vowel is dhamma in the mudari, it has to be dhamma. Uknus. Nadara yanzuru means to look. The fi'l amra? Unzur. Sakata yaskutu. What does it mean? To be quiet. What the fi'l amra? Uskut ya walad. Jama'a yajma'u. What does it mean? To collect, to gather. Naam. Jama'a. The fi'l amra? Ijma'. Tabakha yatbukhu. What does it mean? To cook. The fi'l amra? Utbukh. Qata'a yaqta'u. What does it mean? To cut. The fi'l amra? Iqta'. Halaqa yahliqu. Means what? To shave. The fi'l amra? Ihliq. Abada ya'budu. Means what? To worship. The fi'l amra? U'bud. Alima ya'lamu. Means? To know. The fi'l amra? I'lam. I'lam. Mana'a yamna'u. Means? To prevent, to hold back, to prohibit, to hold back something. Mana'a, to prohibit it. Yamna'u, the fi'l amra? Imna'a. Aadha ya'udhu, means what? To seek refuge. Aadha ya'udhu, to seek refuge or to seek protection. Tayyib. Naam, the fi'l amra from it? Udh. This is irregular verb. Irregular verb. Okay. Huh? Like khudh, something like that. It's irregular. It's not the same type of irregularity. Khudh is from akhada, fi'l mahmuz. And it begins with hamza, but this one is different. Has the weak letter, mu'atalla, in the middle. These are the af'al al mu'atalla. Weak letters, weak letter verbs. Naam? Udh. Naam. Yeah. Wallahu musta'an.
Ajma is the, like we speak about the...
Jama'a, yajma'u?
Yeah, it's the ajma.
Ijma.
Ijma, that's like we said, consent of opinion, ijma.
No. No, no. Ijma' is the fi'l amra. Collect or combine some. Ijma' with a long vowel. Okay. Ijma' means consensus. That's with a long vowel. Ijma'.
Right, right. Get all of them come together in this.
Yeah, when everybody came together and they're in agreement on something, they call it ijma'. But that's with a long vowel. No, it's not jam. It's ijma'. That's a noun. It's a noun. It's singular. Ijma'. But it has a long vowel. That's the... The word that we were looking at here is the fi'l amr, a fi'l.
Right.
This is not a fi'l. Ijma' is not a fi'l. It's a noun. It's an ism. Mm-hmm. Ijma', ijma', with a short vowel, mm-hmm. That's a verb.
Okay.
Ijma', ijma'un is a noun.
Okay.
That's a noun. But it's from the same root, yes.
Same root.
Yeah, it's from the same root. To gather, to collect all the opinions together. Everybody agrees.
Right.
then we say that is a ijma'un. But ijma' is a verb, command form, to gather or to collect. Okay? But the sound is almost the same. Ijma', ijma'. Sound is almost the same. But one is a verb and one is a noun. Noun. Okay, quickly. Quickly before we run out of time, inshallah. Huh? No, ijma'un means consensus. When all of the people have agreed, all of the scholars have agreed, we say there's consensus. They all agree on something. That's called ijma'un. Like this. Naam. 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 Ijma'. Right? Ijma'un. That is consensus. When all the scholars have agreed on something. But what we were originally looking at is this. Ijma. Ijma with sukoon. Okay? Ijma. And this one, ijma'un. This is a verb, command form. Collect or gather things. Ijma'un is a noun that means consensus. The scholars have agreed on something. They all have agreed. If everyone agreed on it, then they say it's ijma'. But this is a command form, ijma'. That's what we had in the book, ijma. Jama'a yajma'u ijma'. Tayyib, lesson 15. Naam. Lesson 15 contains a few points. There's a lot of exercises, but there's only a few points here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Alright, let's see if we can cover them quickly and read the dialogue, inshallah, at least. Huh? Yeah, go to the English key in the back of the book. We're going to look at the key and see what we have here. We have some interesting beneficial points here, but nothing of great difficulty. They're all relatively easy. Yeah, page 48, English key in the back of the book. Lesson 15. In this lesson, we learned the following. Number one, how to say in Arabic, don't go. That means I'm telling you, don't go. We have learned in the previous lesson that izhab means go. Are you telling somebody to do something? Now we will learn how to tell somebody don't do something. How to say don't go. In Arabic we say la tadhhab. As you can see, it is the mudari', but with the omission of the dhamma of the third radical. The last letter of the root of the word has sukoon. The dhamma is deleted and it's replaced with a sukoon. The particle la used here is called la an-nahiyah. Walaykum salam. Called la an-nahiyah, the prohibitive la. While the la in the following sentence, la afhamu al-faransiyata, la afhamu al-faransiyata. This la, I don't understand French, is called la an-nafiyatu, the negative la. Now, before we go on, right, let me stop here and say, in this expression, la tadhhab, tadhhab with sukoon, that la is the prohibitive la, called la an-nahiya. But in the sentence, la afhamu, I do not understand, this is called la an-nafiya, the negative la. Okay, so there are two types of la. One that is la an-nafiya, negative, negation. You're saying, he doesn't do it. You don't do it. I don't do it. We don't normally do something. You say, I don't do this. I don't go to parties. La adhab ila hadha. La adhab. I don't do it. But when you say la tadhab, that's not saying you don't do something. It's telling somebody, do not do it. Okay? So these two la's, they have a different meaning. And they have a different effect on the mudari verb. La nafiya, the negative la, is just negating that you do something. You don't normally do that thing. Okay? That's something you don't normally do. So you say, la, huwa la yadhab. Huwa la yadhab ila suq kulli yawm. He doesn't normally go to the suq every day. Okay? But now, if you say, la tadhab, that means you're telling him, do not go. Do not go. Okay? So there's a difference between la nafiya, nafi, negation, and nahiya, nahi, prohibition. Okay? Nafiya is negation. Nahiya is prohibition. Alright? We know nafi, right? Nafi wa ithbat. Like in La ilaha illallah, there's nafi, negation, and there's ithbat, affirmation, right? La ilaha is nafi. There's nothing that deserves to worship. Illallah. That's ithbat. So that's nafi and ithbat. And also we have nahiya, like al-amr bin ma'ruf wa nahyi an al-munkar. The commanding of good and prohibiting of evil. Nahyi an al-munkar. That's prohibition. So this is la and nahiya, the prohibition. Okay? So try to keep these words in your head and note the difference between the effect of the two different types of la on the mudari verb. Okay, note the following. Tadhhabu means you go. Or you are going. La tadhhabu means you don't go. Normally, you don't normally go. La tadhhab means I am prohibiting you from going. Don't go. Okay? So the verb tadhhabu, if you're using la nafiya, negation, it remains with dhamma. It's still marfu'un. La tadhhabu. But when you're using la nahiya, prohibition, now it's no longer marfu'un with dhamma, but the verb becomes majzoom with sukoon. Majzoom. Okay? So we said verbs are marfu'un and mansoobun and majzoom. Not majroor. Majzoom. When it's majzoom, it will take sukoon. Or there will be the removal of the noon. Remember we said the noon in yadhhabuna and tadhhabuna and tadhhabina. That noon, when it's there, ithbat al-noon means that it's marfu'un. But half al-noon, when the noon is removed, that means it's mansub or majzoom. That's what we talked about back in lesson 11 and 12, around that time. 10, 11, and 12 when we dealt with mudari. And 13 was a summary, was review of those lessons. 10, 11, and 12. We talked about that. Ithbat al-noon and hadhf al-noon. When the noon is present and when the noon is removed. That's how we know the sign that the fi'l mudari is marfu'un, when that noon is there. By either dhamma or the presence of the noon. Otherwise, if the vowel is changed from dhamma to fatta or sukoon, then we know it's mansub or majzoom. And if it has a noon on the end, like tadhhabuna and yadhhabuna and tadhhabina, that noon on the end, if it's there, it's marfu'un. If it's removed, it's mansub or majzoom. Tayyib. So, we see here that the sukoon, the dhamma is removed with la and na here, the negative la, negation. It becomes sukoon. And if it's one of the verb forms that has that noon on the end, the noon is removed. And that means that it's majzoom. Here are some more examples. Don't sit here. La tajlis huna. I don't know how it's written in your book, but mine looks like there's some typographical error here. Okay, so it should be dhamma huna. La tajlis huna. Do not sit here. Okay, from jalasa yajlisu tajlis with sukoon, it means it's majzoom because of la and nahiya and nahi, prohibition. Don't write with the red pen. La taktub bil qalami al ahmari. Okay, la taktub. Sukoon means that is what? Majzoom. Majzoom. Does it have anything to do with what? You mean red pen? No, I don't think so. Allahu A'lam. I've never heard that it does. That it has anything to do with, no, with religion. Is it something from the sunnah? Not that I know of. I don't know, when I was growing up, they didn't allow you to write with a red pen because the teacher wrote with a red pen. So the red was for the teacher. You can't write with the teacher's color. When the teacher wants to mark up your paper and mess it up and mark all over it, they use a red pen. So it's clear that you made a lot of mistakes. So they don't want you to write with a red pen. They want to reserve red so they can mess up your paper with it. طيب, next one, next example. لا تخرج من الفصل. Do not go out of the class. لا تخرج. Originally it should be what? تخرج. But because it's لا الناهية, النهي becomes مجزوم with سكون. لا تخرج. If you changed it and put a dhamma there and said لا تخرج من الفصل, that would mean you do not go out of the classroom. You don't do it. You don't normally go out of the classroom. You always stay in the classroom. So somebody says to you, لَا تَخْرُجُ. لَا تَخْرُجُوا مِنَ الْفَصْلِ. He's not saying don't go out. He's saying normally you don't go out. He's just saying that you don't go out. He's negating the fact of you going out. You don't go out. Well, maybe a person who's homebound. And they say, هُوَ لَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ. لَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ. لَا يَخْرُجُ. But with dhamma, that means that it's la nafiya, nafi, negation.
Somebody normally don't do it.
He normally doesn't do it.
Okay, with sukoon, is that more like don't go out?
But with sukoon, that means that it's prohibition. You're telling the person, yes, don't go out.
Yeah.
Maybe they go out every day. And then their father told them today, la takhruj.
Yeah.
Don't go out. لا تشرب. نعم. فمن شرب يشرب تشرب لا تشرب. لا تشرب. الخمر. Alcohol. طيب. In the last example he gave, لا تعبد الشيطان. لا تعبد should be with سكون مجزوم, right? But we added the كسر here. Why? Because two sukoons, iltiqa as-sakinain, sukoon of ta'abud and sukoon of hamzat al-wasl from ash-shaytan. Naam, it's a prohibition.
Right.
It has sukoon originally, but we have to add a kasra because of iltiqa as-sakinain. La ta'abud ash-shaytan. Don't worship the shaytan. Note that in the last example, the third radical has kasra due to iltiqa as-sakinain. The meaning of two second letters. Here is the isnad of this verb to the other pronouns of the second person. Other pronouns of the second person, we mean what? We mean second person masculine singular, second person masculine plural, second person feminine singular, second person feminine plural. We mean what? Anta and antum. Anti and antunna. That's four. Okay, all of those are second person. Anta and anti are both singular. Antum and antunna are both plural. So we have four forms of the verb of second person. Because remember, when you're giving somebody a direct command, then we're talking about the second person, right? You. Whether it's dual or singular or plural or masculine or feminine. You're talking directly to somebody, right? So we're saying, the masculine singular will be la tazhab. Like, لا تذهب يا بلالو. لا تذهب. The plural will be, لا تذهبوا يا إخوانو. Because originally, it would be, أنتم تذهبون. With noon on the end, right? But when you use لا الناهية, النهي, the prohibitive لا, the noon has to be deleted to indicate that it's مجزوم. The noon is deleted. So, تذهبون becomes, تذهبوا لا تذهبوا يا إخوانو. Okay, as far as the feminine singular, originally it is أنتي تذهبين. But because of لا الناهية, the prohibitive لا, the noon is deleted to indicate that it's مجزوم. So it becomes لا تذهبي يا آمينة. Okay, originally it's what? تذهبين. Okay, أنتي تذهبين. لا تذهبي يا آمينة. Talking to her directly. أنتي. You all do not go out or don't go out? You just want to say you all do not go out? Okay, so if you want to say, you're using لا and نافية, negation, right? You're saying you all don't go out. You all don't go out. Normally, y'all don't go out of the house, right?
Yeah.
So you want to negate them going out, right? So you're saying, أنتم تخرجون, right? أنتم لا تخرجون من البيت. أنتم لا تخرجون من البيت. You all don't go out of the house. But if you want to tell them don't go out, you will say لا تخرجوا من البيت without the noon, because مجزوم بلا الناهية نهي نهي. Good. نعم. Good. It's close to it. It's close to it because the fi'l amr comes from the fi'l mudari, right? And this and the la and nahiya is used with the fi'l mudari. Same fi'l mudari. But the way it acts on it may be slightly different, right? Because it depends. If it has dhamma, then it changes to sukoon. If it has the noon, then that means the noon will be dropped. Okay? If it's mabniyun, it remains the same. It doesn't change. The verbs that are mabniyun, they remain the same. So if, for example, if you wanted to say to a group of women, antunna tadhhabna, right? If you want to use la nahiya, it's not going to change it. Because why? It's never going to be majzoom. Because it's going to be what? Mabniyun all the time. So it doesn't change. La tadhhabna ya akhawatu. So we have four forms of the verb here. We have tadhhabu. Masculine singular becomes لا تذهب without ضمة. And we have the plural تذهبون becomes لا تذهبوا without the noon because of the لا ناهية. And we have أنت تذهبين with لا ناهية becomes لا تذهبي. And we have أنتن تذهبن لا تذهبن يا أخوات. Okay, so this is the إسناد of the verb to the other pronouns of the second person. Second person, masculine and plural. Second person, feminine, singular and plural. Okay, so what do we want to know about la and nahiya and nahyi? When you're making a prohibition, what we want to know about it is that when the mudari verb is acted upon by la and nahiya, then it changes from marfu'un to majzoom. And the sign that it's majzoom, if it has dhamma, then it changes to sukoon. If it has a noon on the end, then it changes to hadhfa noon, the noon is deleted. Okay? So, yadhhabuna, yadhhabu. Tadhhabuna, tadhhabu. Tadhhabina, tadhhabi. Just the noon is deleted. Okay? Otherwise, the dhamma changes to sukoon. That's the sign that it's majzoom. Okay, second point, the boy almost laughed. Okay, this is a new verb that we didn't have before. That when you want to indicate the meaning of something that did not happen, but it came close to happening. It almost happened, but it didn't happen. So you say it almost, he almost fell. He almost died. He almost reached the place, but he didn't quite make it. Right? So that's the verb kada, yakadu. So the boy almost laughed means that he was at the point of laughing, yani near to it, but he didn't laugh. He got close to laughing. This idea is expressed in Arabic by the verb kada, yakadu. Kada, yakadu. Means almost. Kada, al-waladu, yadhaku. Notice, after the verb kada, there's a noun, right? The one who almost did something. And then there's a mudari verb indicating the action that he almost did. Alright? So kada is telling us that it didn't happen, but it came close to. And the rest of the sentence is clear. Al-waladu yadhaku. The boy is laughing, but when you put kada in front of it, means that he didn't quite laugh, but he almost laughed. Kada al-waladu yadhaku. He almost laughed. He came to the point of laughing, but he had control of himself. Because he knew that if he laughed at that moment, there was a stick waiting for him. Yam. Yakadu al-waladu. Yadhaku. The boy almost was laughing. Almost. But he didn't laugh though. He was about to laugh, but he didn't.
Kada, right? The word, right?
It's a verb. كاد يكاد. نعم. Yeah, it remains مرفوع. نعم. Because the boy is the one who's doing the action. He's not the object of the verb. He's the doer of the verb. He's the فاعل. The one who's doing the action. He is the one who almost laughed. Almost fell. Almost died. Okay? يلحق is فعل مضارع. مرفوع. نعم. The boy, right, is the one who's doing which action? Action of laughing. Right. But when you put kada, now he's not really doing that action. Mm-hmm. But he's almost approaching it, getting ready to do it, about to do it. Nearly doing it, but not quite. So the action is yadhaq, yeah, so but he didn't do it because it became restricted by kada.
So it can't be like a mufubi.
No, he's not a mafulun bi. In any case, he wouldn't be the mafulun bi. He would be the fa'il. الولد يضحك. The boy is laughing. But now we're saying, no, he's not laughing. He almost was laughing. But he's still the fa'il. He's the fa'il. He's the one who's doing the action, or almost doing the action. Almost doing the action. كان is past tense. Now. He did it. It actually happened. Did happen. كان didn't happen. Almost happened. Now. Close. نعم. Okay. كاد المدرس يخرج. Next page 49. كاد المدرس يخرج. Means the teacher was about to leave. He almost left. He was just about to leave, but something stopped him. كاد المدرس يخرج. The teacher was about to leave, and then suddenly he heard a loud noise. So he turned around, saw one of the students fell on the floor, so he couldn't leave now, right? He has to go back and administer first aid. Hope he knows what he's doing, right? And he better call some medical people or something. The teacher was about to leave. كاد المدرس يخرج. The مضاري is يكاد. The مضاري of كاد, that's the ماضي. The مضاري is يكاد. This is the ماضي of the verb and the مضاري. كاد يكاد. يكاد الجرس يرن. The bell is about to ring. The bell is يكاد الجرس. It is about. يعني it's about to ring. He's saying that it's getting ready to ring. Like it's 3 seconds left. It's about to. نعم. The bell. Yeah. Like a bell in the classroom or whatever. About to ring. The bell is about to ring. كاد يكاد الجرس يرنو. The bell is about to ring. يكاد الإمام يركع. The imam is about to perform ركوع. Huh? You heard him read the ayat, and in the end of the ayat, you heard him stopping. He's about to what? يركع. يكاد الإمام يركع. The imam is about to perform ruku. Note that kada yakadu is followed by a noun. Al-jarasu, al-waladu, al-mudarrisu. In this case, yakadu al-imamu, al-imamu. It's followed by a noun. And then by a verb in the mudari form. So the formula is what? Kada or yakadu plus a noun that's following it. In the nominative case, marfu'un, plus a verb in the mudari. Plus a verb in the mudari. So you have kada, that's a verb. Then you have a noun, that's marfu'un. And then you have a mudari verb. Of whatever almost happened. Or is about to happen. If you say past tense kada, it almost happened. Almost happened. If you have mudari, yakadu, it is about to happen. About to happen. Naam, it is about to happen now. But the past tense, it almost happened. That's past now. It almost happened, but it didn't happen. But here, it's about to happen. It's about nearly getting ready to happen now. Present tense. Because what? The kada, yakadu. Kada is past tense, yakadu is present tense. Alright? Fayyib. That's kada, yakadu. Alright? So this is a new verb, and we'll see it a little bit now, until later on we come back to study these verbs in detail, meaning the fi'l mu'tal, the verbs, the defective verbs. طيب, the third point in this lesson, we have learned that the negative particle used with the mudari is la. For example, لا أفهم الفرنسية. The negative particle used with the mudari is la. The negative particle used with the madi is what? This is the question. Ma. Ma is the negative particle that's used with madi, past tense. And la is used with present tense. That's what we learned up until now. Now we want to say something a little bit different here. Okay? Now we want to say something a little different here. Okay, for example, the la is used with the mudari like لا أفهم الفرنسية or لا نذهب إلى الملعب يوم الجمعة. We don't go to the playground on Fridays. However, if ما is used with the mudari, لا is normally used with the mudari and ما is normally used with the ماضي. But what if ما is used with the mudari? The verb refers to the present time only. In that case, it would limit the meaning of the verb to the present time only. Notice the difference between la and ma when it's used with the mudari verb. Ma with the madi, past tense is clear. We know what that means. But now we're saying, sometimes you can use ma even with a mudari verb. But the difference, if you use ma or if you use la with the mudari, it gives you a different meaning. It gives you a different meaning. Okay, look at the difference in the meaning. If a person says, لا أشرب القهوة. لا أشرب. That's لا النافية, negation. I don't normally drink coffee. That is, as a habit. I don't normally drink it as a habit all the time. But if he said, ما أشرب القهوة, ما أشرب, that means I am not drinking coffee right now, at the present moment. Okay? Person says, ma ashrabu, that just means I'm not drinking coffee now. Like somebody offers you some coffee, and you say, la ashrabu al-kahwa. If you say, la ashrabu al-kahwa, that means I don't drink coffee at all. But if you don't want any coffee right now, but you normally do drink coffee, don't say, la ashrabu, you say, ma ashrabu. I'm not drinking right now. That's the meaning of it. It means right now. I'm not drinking it now. I don't want to drink any right now. Okay, so that's the difference between using la or using ma with the fi'l mudari. If you say la, you mean like me. أنا لا أشرب القهوة. أبداً. I don't drink it. Well, maybe you drink coffee, but today you're not drinking coffee. Well, I don't want any right now. Maybe you're fasting. And it's the dhuhr time or asr time. So you don't want to tell the person, I don't drink coffee, because maybe later on you might want some and he'd be looking at you, right? I thought you said you don't drink coffee. I didn't say la ashrab. I said ma ashrab. Huh? That means he wasn't listening. Or he doesn't know the meaning of ma when it's used with the mudari. Now, the hal right now, I'm not drinking. And the other one is generally speaking, I don't drink. I don't drink. Okay? So la ashrabu al kahwa, I don't drink coffee. That is as a habit. Normally I don't drink it. But ma ashrabu al kahwa means I am not drinking coffee now. Right now, I don't want any. I drink coffee, but I don't want any right now. Okay, so this is a fine point of distinction between the meaning I don't want to drink right now and I don't drink at all. I don't want to go right now or I don't ever want to go. I don't go there. Okay, so there's a difference between the two meanings when you use la or you use ma. So ma is normally used with the past tense, but if it's used with the present tense, it brings the meaning of the present tense verb to hal, right now. Means right now. I don't do it. Right? I don't want to do it right now. Okay, number four. The next point, note that I eat is akulu. Akulu. Long vowel. Akulu. It is originally hamza fatta, hamza sukoon. Hamza fatta, hamza sukoon. That's what it's how it normally, originally should be. But the combination of hamza with fatta followed by another hamza with sukoon becomes an alif with a med written over it. Med written over it. In the same way, I take is akhudu, and but originally it is A'khudhu. But we write it A'khudhu and we pronounce it as a long vowel. Hamza Fatta, Hamza Sukun, we pronounce as A'khudhu. And the same thing with A'muru. It is originally A'muru. A'muru, but we write it as one Hamza with a med and we pronounce it A'muru. A'khudhu, A'kulu. Okay, so this is something for you to remember, even though the origin of it is with a sukun after the hamza with fatta, but we don't write the second aleph, we just write one aleph and write the med over it. But just remember that originally this is a hamza with fatta followed by a hamza with sukun, because that verb form should have a sukun on the first letter of the mudari verb. It should have sukun, but we're not going to write that sukun, we're just going to write med on the aleph. طيب, the last point in the key here is number 5. إنما أنظروا إلى الصور الصوري. إنما أنظروا إلى الصوري. صوري is the plural of صور. صورة. صورة. صورة means an image or picture or painting or anything. يعني whether it's picture, painting, drawing, sculpture, all of that is surah. All of that is surah. Three-dimensional or one-dimensional. It's all surah, and the plural of it is surah. إِنَّمَا أَنظُرُ إِلَى الصُّورِ means I'm only looking at the pictures. إِنَّمَا means only. Actually, إِنَّمَا means verily only. Means تأكيد, definitely, but you are limiting the meaning of what you are saying. Innama. You're saying definitely I'm looking, but I'm only looking at this one thing, at the pictures. So when you say innama, you are making confirmation, affirmation with inna, and then the ma is making hasr, mean that is limiting the meaning to this one thing. Innama anzuru ila sur means I'm only looking at the pictures. Here are some more examples. إِنَّمَا تَكْتُبُ رِسَالَةً. Oh, I'm sorry. I should have started from the beginning of the sentence. It says, it's from the beginning, it says, أَنْتَ لَا تَكْتُبُ الدَّرْسَ. إِنَّمَا تَكْتُبُ رِسَالَةً. أَنْتَ لَا تَكْتُبُ. Is this لَا النَّافِيَ or نَاهِيَ? Is it نَاهِيَ or نَافِيَ? Nafiyah. How do we know it's nafiyah, negation? Because the mudari verb is still marfu'un with dhamma. If it was nahiyah, nahiyah would be majzoom with sukoon. Anta la taktubu darsa. You are not writing the lesson. Innama taktubu risalatan. Indeed, you are only writing a letter. If it was with sukoon,
right,
it would be meaning don't write the lesson. La taktub. La taktub. But here it says la taktubu. So it's not prohibition. Naam. If it was sukoon, it would be prohibition. Nahiyah. Taib. Also, innama al-a'malu bin-niyat. Actions are judged only by intention. Intentions, it should be plural. Niyat is plural. Innama al-a'malu bin-niyat. Actions are judged only by intentions. That means verily, indeed, certainly, and then it means also and only. Certainly actions are judged by intentions and only intentions. That's the meaning of it. Actions are certainly, definitely judged by intentions and only by intentions. Actions are judged by intentions. طيب, إنما الصدقات للفقراء. إنما الصدقات للفقراء. It means charity is for the poor and only for the poor. إنما الصدقات للفقراء. نعم. Well, actually, if this statement came from the Quran, right, from Surah At-Tawbah. If the rest of the ayah is completed, then it makes it more clear, right? Because what it says after that? إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَاءِ وَالْمَسَاكِينِ نَعَمْ. And it goes on to mention that charity is not only for the poor, it's only for the poor and the needy and the wayfarer and so on and so on. 8 categories of people who are entitled to as zakat. The obligatory zakat is limited to 8 categories of people. And though Allah used the word sadaqah here, it means zakat, the obligatory charity.